Mike, you there?
I am, yeah.
Hey.
I was adjusting the volume on the wrong channel.
Yeah. That would do it.
It would.
Would you guys consider, if someone said to you, put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in a category, and they gave you two categories, and they said comics or TV? TV/movies.
I was going to say, would that include movies?
TV/movies or comics. Which one people would probably like pick? Probably TV movies are probably known better for than the comics, right?
I agree. Yeah, I was going to say, if I answer subjectively or objectively, it would be two different answers. Like objectively, right. I would say cartoon and movies, but subjectively, right. Comics.
Because they didn't really trend until they were like Saturday. Well, until they were cartoons.
Until the cartoon series.
They took off at that point.
Yeah. Who produced that cartoon series?
Oh, good question. I know the answer to that, and I can't remember.
It's not Playmates. Playmates made the Turtles.
That was the 80s cartoon, right? Not 90s?
Yeah, it was like late 80s. Like I think it started in like 88 or 89.
87.
Okay, 87.
Red Wolf Films.
Really? Never heard of them. And I never saw their name.
Red Wolf Films did Little Clowns of Happy Town, The Chipmunks, California Raisin Show, Barnyard Commandos, Toxic Crusaders, James Bond Jr.
Barnyard Commandos.
I remember the Barnyard Commandos.
Barnyard Commandos. Sorry. I remember the theme.
I don't remember them that well.
Me neither. I never heard of them. New Adventures.
Like, apparently Mike knows the theme song and everything, so.
I remember weird shit, man.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Okay.
I didn't know there were sequels to that.
Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that either.
Puff the Magic Dragon in the Land of the Living Lies.
I thought you were going to say The Living Dead.
I would think
The Land of the Living Dead.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Puff and
I
the
smell
Incredible
Dungeons and Drag. I smell a Dungeons and Dragons adventure.
Puff and the Incredible Mr. Nobody. Strawberry Shortcake. Thanksgiving in the Land of Oz. Peter and the Magic Egg. I remember that one. Rocking Through the Decades. USA Cartoon Express, huh? Okay.
Okay, I'm familiar with that.
Films.
No Schoolhouse Rock.
Mm-mm.
I'm just a bill up on Capitol Hill. You remember that shit?
My friend Dave, who I used to work with, was good friends with the guy that was the singer of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget what his name is.
Bill.
Yeah, right. He was a blues singer or something like that.
Kind of have to be if you're singing with the U.S. government.
Right. Oh my God, Levy, I saw this thing today on Instagram. It was so funny. I wanted to save it and I completely forgot. But I was taking a shit and I was fucking just swiping through the fucking reels real quick.
That's usually how your stories start.
There was a picture of a fucking sandworm from Dune. And it was like, you know, like the eyes and then just the mouth of a person. And somebody was doing a Trump impersonation.
What impersonation?
Trump.
Oh,
as the worm. It was so fucking funny. He's like, I'm gonna make Arrakis great again. He's like, got a bad deal from the Harkonnens. Get a new deal, but we don't need the, you know, this Paul Atreides walking around. Call him Dusty Paul.
You know who does a great Trump impression? Are you guys familiar with Shane Gillis at all?
I've heard of him. I don't think I've ever heard his Trump
Levy, impersonation. You're in the stand-up comedy, man. Like, he's pretty funny. If you haven't checked out any of his stuff, check him out. But yeah, he does a great Trump impression.
What's his name?
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the guy did the bill. His name is Jack Sheldon, and he was a jazz trumpeter and sidekick to Merv Griffin.
Oh, really?
Not that those mysteries are solved.
I'm sure somebody out there really appreciated that.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So what's up?
I just looked at what's new.
The Brett Michaels pick says the 5th of January. So
wow,
it's been a minute.
We've been sick.
Yeah. Well, I was in the hospital again.
Well,
you need to knock that shit off.
Well, no, I mean, not again, but I mean, like, I, you know, since the last time we did the show.
Like Nate said, have you tried maybe
being healthy?
Being healthy?
No, yeah, back in February, actually, technically the end of January, I got a pneumonia. I mean, you guys know this already, but the listeners don't, I don't think.
But, well, it's HIPAA.
But yeah, I got pneumonia and was in the hospital for like 5 days. So no COVID, no flu, none of that. Just bacterial infection in my lungs.
I was like, I had like COVID, and then I had a upper respiratory infection, and then I had the stomach flu. And luckily, I dodged a bullet with the pink eye. And what was the last thing that was fucked me up? It was I had some type of cough or whatever too. Just like for like one thing right after the other, I was just waiting for the fucking aliens to invade or asteroid to hit or some shit. I was like, it was like just fucking, it was like everything. Like kids were fucking sick. Everybody's sick. And like I said, Lori's taking the same medicine that you're taking because she has a fucking cough. Like she's fucking smokes 3 packs a day.
Yeah. Oh man. I wonder what she sounds like now, man.
Jude.
Yeah. Like,
she probably sounds like Dr. Girlfriend from Venture Brothers.
Yeah. Right.
You go down there and you love those boys and don't you ever let go.
Jed, make sure you take care of the kids while I go out for a beer and some smokes. I'll be back in 4 hours.
I was going to say Patty or Selma.
Yeah.
Are you sure smokes is what you need?
It was, I've been giving her this super extra strength. What's it called? Something like guafas.
Super extra strength. Fuck.
Guafadin. Guafadin. Yeah. No, I give her that fucking anti-cough fucking pill fucking after I shove my dick down her throat.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, it's the guafadin. It's like an anti-chest congestion stuff.
Never heard of it.
It's in stuff. It's like in DayQuil. It's in other medicine.
Oh, okay.
It's like part of it, but they only give you like a little bit, right?
Jesus.
And, this gives you like 1200 milligrams of it or whatever. It helps a lot. Yeah. So do you have like chest congestion?
No, not really. Like my chest isn't, too bad. In fact, actually when I went to the doctor this week, they said my lungs were clear. I just had some mucus build up like up in like the upper part of my respiratory tract.
From all that cock.
No. No, there's no cock. But Jesus Christ.
Oh, my throat.
Wow. I'm surprised you don't have that on the soundboard.
I was looking for it.
Yeah, we're going to put it up next.
Yeah, no, right now I'm just dealing with cough. Like I got sick again last week. Started coughing on Tuesday, and then it just got progressively worse as the week went on. But like, well, sort of, because like on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, like when I would get home from work, I would develop a fever, had the fever all evening, and then I would go to bed. I would wake up, fever would be gone. I would feel absolutely fine. I went to work, was fine at work all day except for the cough. Came back home. As soon as I would come home, you know, and sit down on the couch and watch some TV, I would get the chills. I would take my temperature. My temperature would be elevated again. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So, but even when I had the fever, I wasn't feeling like, you know, terribly ill. I didn't really start feeling really sick until the weekend came. And then Monday I felt really bad. So I stayed home. So, but but they gave me these Tessalon pearls for the cough. And that seems to be helping a little bit.
I could hear it in your voice a little bit. Like you sound like you're going to have a rough time making it the distance tonight.
Oh yeah, my voice has been strained. So yeah, talking a lot tends to make my voice tends to strain my voice a bit. So if I'm quieter tonight, I'm gonna be picking my moments, I guess, to speak up. So
it's par for the course.
And I'm gonna try to avoid laughing too much because that really just sets off my coughing. So, but yeah, and I know with this crew that's gonna be a little difficult. So
Jefferson one time got hit with the jaws of life. I don't know if you guys remember, were around for that when it happened, but he was, you know, he was a volunteer firefighter, and something went wrong and the jaws hit him in the face and like knocked his fucking nose half off his face.
Jesus Christ.
So they had to sew his nose back on his face and shit.
Oh my God.
So he had this. So then he was like, when he came around after that, like he looked like Two-Face, like his one side of his face was like working, but his other side was kind of stiff, like, cause he was trying to keep it still or whatever. And he goes, he tells us like not to make him laugh, me and German. But that's all we fucking do is crack up, mm-hmm. you know? But it was really funny because when he would laugh, there would be a little air coming out of somewhere, and he sounded like his nose would sound like Herbie, like when he would be laughing and shit. Yeah, it's painful, man.
Wow.
Yeah. He felt all tough after that. Jefferson was like talking shit about like street fighting after that. He's like, well, I could take a punch, obviously.
Wow.
That's what Jake Paul's going to look like after he fought Tyson.
I hope so. I hope Tyson destroys him.
Oh, he's going to. There's, you don't need to hope. That's just the plain fact. He's going to kill him. I saw a statement that was attributed to Mike Tyson. I don't know if it's real or not, but it said, if you think I'm doing this for the money, you're fucking retarded. Or you're fucking stupid.
He said he's going to retire him early. I saw that.
Yeah. He says, I'm in it to retire him. I have respect for him and I like him as a person, but when I get in that ring, I'm going to end his career. And I'm like, oh shit. When you got Mike Tyson saying those things about you, about you, you've got the fear of God in you now.
I'm checking under my bed before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he's going to rearrange your face to the back of your head.
Man.
Tyson, I saw a short clip. I saw a short clip of him training at whatever. Yeah. What age is he? How old is he?
It's like
57.
57, yeah.
So I saw this clip of him training, and I'm going to tell you right now, man, I still at this age would go nowhere near that motherfucker if he was mad at me.
No one should.
Not even with a weapon.
No.
Yeah. He's getting up there though. He might not have the whole distance.
I don't think he's going
to. He doesn't need to. One punch.
Well, one punch. If you think about it, that's how Frazier? Frazier and Ali? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The same way, and Ali just fucking deem the rope a dope until he tired him out, and then he fucking, you know, beat the shit out of him.
I don't know, man. Did you see the hangover?
Frazier fought like Tyson. He was, you know, low, in, small, and fucking, you know, fast. So,
did you see how he laid out Zach Galifianakis?
I just remember I forget what Ip Man moved, which one, 3 was it when he was fighting?
I think it was 3 Donnie. When he fought Tyson. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 3.
I'm predicting it now that he's going to beat the piss out of Jake Paul. Wait, is it Jake Paul or is it the other Paul?
Jake.
His brother.
Yeah, it's Jake.
Jake.
Yeah,
I don't think Logan fights anymore.
He's in WWE. He's going to beat Jake Paul like he stole his tiger. So.
I don't get that reference.
The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Remember they stole his tiger.
Oh God, I can't remember. Nope, I don't remember that.
They stole Tyson's tiger. That was like the whole reason Tyson was in the movie.
Dude, I probably should go back and watch that movie again because I don't remember. That
movie's fucking hilarious. First of all, that movie's fucking hilarious.
Are the other two hilarious too?
So a lot of people seem to like the second one. I mean, me personally, I think the second one is just rehash of the jokes from the first one.
Right.
And then the third one, I like the third one, but from what I've read of other people's reactions, they don't seem to like the third one. And I'm like, I don't know. I thought the third one was pretty good. I don't remember too much about the third one. I just remember that I liked it when I saw it.
It's kind of like Kingdom or Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That movie was so goddamn forgettable for me. Mm-hmm. But I do remember that I hated every second of it. I was in that theater. So
really?
Yeah, I hated that movie. I
enjoyed a lot of it, like especially the beginning part of it. That was I liked that a lot.
Warehouse. Yeah, that might have been enjoyable for me. I don't remember too much of it.
You know, like all the way up to the point where they got fucking, he got the fridge nuked and stuff like that.
That's the only thing I remember, because that's the only thing I ever keep seeing over and over again is that clip of him in the refrigerator.
It's kind of like the last Indiana Jones movie, like the whole first 20, 30 minutes I really enjoyed, and then the rest of it is kind of forgettable for me.
I haven't watched that one yet.
The last one?
Yeah, the last one.
So you didn't think that went over the top, like even for Indiana Jones, but I still kind of enjoyed it all. Like,
well, the beginning was like when they de-aged him. And they had him like against all the Nazis again, shit like that on the train.
Grippy, I mean, man.
That was awesome. I wanted the whole movie to be like that. But, and then, you know, then he was old.
Yeah.
And that fucking chick took over for him and fucking.
How would you rank the Indiana Jones films? Because I had this debate with one of my coworkers.
Oh, man. Ooh, that's a tough one. The first three is tough.
Well, can we universally agree that the second one is the worst out of all three?
No.
Wait, which?
No, we cannot agree on that.
Really?
Which order?
No.
Which order are we going in? I can't remember. What order are they going in?
Raiders, Temple,
Last Crusade. Of Doom, and Last Crusade.
And you're talking about which one?
The second one, Temple of Doom. The one with the Shakara stones in India.
Yeah. I really like that one, man. Mola Ron. Yeah, I really like that one, man. Really? Yeah.
That's widely regarded as the worst Indiana Jones film.
No, it's
but then I have to remind people that the fourth one exists.
It's widely regarded as the darkest Indiana Jones movie, not the worst.
No, it's widely regarded as the worst.
No, it's Crystal Skull. You keep forgetting about.
No, I mean amongst the original three.
Oh, just those three?
Yeah, amongst the original three, the second one is widely regarded as the worst.
Well, I mean, look what you're up against.
No, but I mean, right? when I say that, I mean that most people who, you know, talk about, you know, the films, they say that it's genuinely a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie. They're just not remembering it correctly. There was so many fucking good things about that movie. It was just really a really dark movie, like Empire Strikes Back. And nobody liked Empire when it came out either in the theaters. The same thing. But man, you're going up against Last Crusade and Raiders. Yeah. It's probably going to be... that's a tough one. I would say Raiders is probably the best out of all those three. And then, man, I'd say equal for fucking the other two. I can't put one before the other. They're both really good.
For me, it's Last Crusade is my favorite.
I like the interaction Raiders. Between him and Sean Connery a lot. And that kind of puts that movie up there.
Yeah.
That's tough. I don't even know if I could answer that, because you could probably ask me that like now and 6 months from now and a year from now, and I probably answer it three different ways.
Yeah. I can't, there's no way I can, there's too much good stuff on both of those movies. Fucking Short Round.
Yeah.
The fucking second one. How can you fucking say that that's the worst movie with Short Round? Fucking everything else, man. That's good shit. Because a lot of people don't even realize that was a prequel to Raiders.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a prequel until long after I saw it,
which is easy to figure out when they show the fucking year in the beginning.
Yeah,
of the movie.
But who pays attention to that? Like when you're a kid and you look at the second movie. I mean, how much of the first movie did you really remember to realize that? Hey, this one takes place before the other one.
I mean, well, it was kind of easy to remember for me as a kid because of the fucking year. in the movie, right? It was like 1930 something, and then the other place took place in the 40s with the fucking Nazis and shit. And
no, actually, it took place like 2 years later, so they were both still in the 30s.
You know what would have did it?
Yeah,
I'll tell you, they both took place
in the 30s.
I would have taken that information in if it was narrated, even though it was on the screen, because I think like. I will never forget that Transformers the movie took place in 2005 because the narrator comes right in and he's like, it is the year 2005. Like,
it is the year 2005.
So like Jed has a point, like it's right there on the screen. So you should notice it. But for some reason, hearing it to me would have like stuck in my brain more than seeing.
Well, think about it, too. This is the time like before video rental was a huge thing, right? And so most likely the only time you would have been able to see the first movie was in the theater. Then it was like, what, 2 years at least before the second one came out or the next one came out?
Yep.
Are you really going to remember a date that flashed up on the first moments of the first movie, like 2 or 3 years ago when you're 7 years old?
You know, Lev, you're right. It was, they all took place in the 30s, 1935, 36, mm-hmm. and 38.
Yeah.
And then Kingdom and Crystal Skull took place in 57.
In the 50s, yep.
And the Dial of Destiny took place in 1969.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like James Bond, you know? Like, what order are those movies in? People don't really pay attention either.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like,
Casino Royale is like the first one.
Yeah. Is the first book that Ian Fleming wrote, but for James Bond. But for the James Bond movies, though, I find those two, like, the order of things doesn't matter so much for most of the movies. A couple of them it does because of certain events, like when Blofeld killed his wife and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But
that was the second movie, right? That was with no,
it was actually the one movie between
what's his name, right?
It was with George Lazenby. It was the movie. It was the one movie that he starred in. It was between the Connery era and Roger Moore era. It was on Her Majesty's Secret Service. And do you remember who played the actress who played James Bond's wife, Tracy?
Not Ursula Andress. No, that was for the other chick from the other movie.
No, she was from Dr. No. Dr. No was the first James Bond film. It was Diana Rigg.
Diana Rigg.
Yep.
No clue. I have no idea what that fucking is.
No, she played, what's her name in Game of Thrones? The old lady who drank the poison, who killed Joffrey.
Olenna.
Yeah, Diana Rigg.
She
was also in the show The Avengers, not in the Marvel's Avengers, but like that British show, The Avengers.
You say she was in the Game of Thrones, and I know who you're talking about, but anything else she might be in, I have no clue.
Well, she played Emma Peel in The Avengers.
Well, Her Majesty's Secret Service, right? That was the one with George Lansby, right?
Yep.
What was the one where the chick walks out of the beach and then Halle Berry redid that?
In the white bikini?
Yeah.
That was Ursula Andress on Dr. No.
Okay. Gotcha. That's what I remember.
That was the first James Bond film.
Okay. Wow, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That was the sixth movie.
With Lansby? On the Majesty's Secret Service?
Yeah, it was the sixth movie.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite James Bond?
Me? Probably Daniel Craig.
Potato Head? That's your favorite James Bond?
Yeah, Daniel Craig. Like, he was awesome.
I like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sean Connery, obviously, too. But
Wow. No Roger Moore fans, huh?
Roger Moore's James Bond movies were too campy for me, for the most part.
I mean, one of them was called Octopussy.
Yeah, I know. They were just too campy for me. Did you ever see the ending to Live and Let Die, where Kananga freaking was inflated like a balloon?
No,
not Kananga. It was it Mr. Big? What was his name?
All I remember, Jaws was with fucking Roger Moore, right?
Yeah.
And
he was an original creation for the movies too. He wasn't actually in the books.
And who's the dude with the hat? The fucking Sawboy hat. Yeah, was he with Moore or was he with Connery?
Sean Connery, that was Goldfinger.
Okay. Ursula Andress.
It was Kananga. Dr. Kananga, he got in a balloon and floated to the ceiling very quickly while inflating like a balloon. And then he had a spike in the ceiling and exploded. That's how the main villain of Live and Let Die died.
Was that Yaphet Kotto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. From Alien.
Yeah. You guys seen any good movies lately? Anything decent? I saw Damsel. It was fucking dog shit.
I tried to watch it and I was out after like 15 minutes.
Was that the new one with Millie Bobby Brown? That was, yeah. Yeah, that's that movie.
Okay.
Was it before or after my review, Mike?
No, it was before. It was before. Yeah.
It's true. It sucks. It was like, you saw Dragon Slayer, right, Levy?
No.
Oh, you've never seen Dragon Slayer?
No.
Mike, you've seen Dragon Slayer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say okay. That it was like Dragon Slayer, except fucking they made it so that all the fucking guys died and all the women lived. It was so. Spoiler alert! Do you want me to tell you, Levy, or are you gonna fucking watch it?
I'm probably not gonna watch it.
You're not gonna watch it. Okay. No. So, spoiler alert for whoever else is listening, but. Basically, in Dragon Slayer, the whole idea was that they had this thing with they had a lottery, and the fucking they would have like their firstborn fucking daughters would always join, you know, submit in this lottery, and they fucking sacrifice them to the dragon. And I think it was like once a year or once a fucking season or some shit like that, right? Very pagans type of thing. So the fucking they would tie the fucking, you know, the girl up to the post, and the dragon would come and fucking, you know, torture and fucking probably eat her or whatever. So they were gonna hire this magician. To fucking or wizard source or whatever the fucking beat this dragon, and the apprentice fucking wound up fighting him anyway because the original sorcerer was murdered. But there's a hook to that as long story short. Anyway, so he goes in there and he wants to save the princess from fucking, you know, because the princess was excluded from the lottery because she was the king's daughter all this time. So she rigged it so that her name was going to be chosen. So they asked him to go in there. He had this fucking long metal fucking, like, you know, spear and shit like that, which was like super sharp that could cut through like a fucking an anvil and stuff. Anyway, so and this had the dragon had like these baby dragons, right, which the fucking princess got taken down and was fucking getting eaten by these baby dragons. Fucking foot was eaten off and everything was awesome. Well, she was dead, so he fucking kills these baby dragons, and then the fucking big dragon comes after him, and, you know, everything happens after that. Big fucking dragon fight and all that stuff. So somebody took that movie, and they looked at it, and they're like, this movie is dog shit. So they took it up to the point where, like, where the princess was getting sacrificed. They're like, no, we're going to have the princess actually live, and then we're going to make, you know, the king and everybody else, you know, fucking assholes and dog shit. And the damsel in distress, whatever, basically beats the dragon, right? Mm-hmm. And her father gets fucking murdered, right? She beats the dragon, but then fucking heals the dragon. And then the dragon's fucking a female too. And fucking they go back to the fucking kingdom and fucking torch the whole castle. And everybody dies except the women, except for the queen. She was the evil one. But everybody dies except for fucking her and her sister and a couple other fucking women. And then they all fucking row back to the fucking homeland with the dragon flying beside them. It was fucking terrible. It was bad. I mean, they made the fucking dragon a good guy at the end and everything. Yeah. It was dog shit.
I'm surprised you hung in there till the end, honestly.
There was like things that I was waiting for, like a payoff or something to happen. And I was just like, I'm like, is this where it's actually going to go? Like, they had these little things in it, like, and it went nowhere. Like, they made her like be able to draw mazes, right? Like, she was really good at making mazes. And like, she got, you know, this invitation by the prince to be engaged or whatever. She like drew him a maze with a heart and stuff, and I was like, okay, where's the, you know, it must be like a labyrinth or something that she has to escape, and she's really good at mazes and she can figure it out. No, there's like, she just fucking fell through a hole, wound up in like this fucking ditch where all these other princesses were, and there's a big fucking map on the wall with the fucking place, and I was like, where's the maze thing here? That went nowhere. And I thought there might be some redeeming thing that happened at the end, like maybe the dragon would fucking actually win more or something, but no, just fucking, I saw it happening. It was, and fucking fucking Angela Bassett, who plays her stepmom, gets fucking stabbed right in the fucking chest, like in the side, right, by this fucking soldier, and you see her like 10 minutes later fucking riding this horse coming up the fucking, you know, my brother, oh, they don't trust anyone, and then she lives. I'm like, a big fucking long knife, like fucking. And I'm like, yeah, that fucking worked. The fucking dragon got a fucking sword in the eye, fucking sword in the chest, fucking got its own fire breath, like fucking dumped on it. And there was these little, like, do you guys remember Pitch Black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember those little glowy thingies that they put in the bottles so they could light their way at the end?
Yeah.
They're like little worms. She had those in the fucking cave to help light her way up. But these apparently were fucking magical healing worms too, that you just fucking drop it on whatever and it just magically heals it. Like fucking Wolverine. And then the dragon came back, had its eye back, and could fly and everything. And yeah, it was
like a lot of lazy writing.
It was. A lot of lazy writing. It was kind of shitty.
I was hoping amazing.
For more. Yeah, doesn't it? Sound amazing? How about good movies? You guys watch any?
We watched the first episode of Shogun.
Oh, yeah. I have that in my queue. I just haven't watched it yet. Is it good?
Oh, yes.
A lot of nudity in it, Levy?
No, not a lot.
Oh. Is it like softcore porn?
No.
Well, that's disappointing.
No, but I did post a thing on Facebook about it. Yeah, here it is. I'll post it in the chat. Where is it? Okay.
Which channel are you going to put it in?
On air. Is that what channel we're text channel we're in?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there was a scene where this lady freaking gets all sorts of naked and shit.
Oh, okay. I saw that, but I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah. But no, it was actually good. It was really good so far. Yeah. I mean, like I said, the first episode, we watched that last Friday, but we were going to sit down and watch more of it on over the weekend, but we just never did.
There was a good TV show I watched with the dude that used to play Doctor Who, the fucking old guy, I forget his name. It's called Criminal Record. The BBC thing. It was like 8 episodes and out. That was pretty good. So the crime drama.
Did you ever watch the original Shogun?
No.
In 1980?
No.
With Wilt Chamberlain. Fucking
That'd be a weird one.
What the hell is his name?
Tom Cruise? That one?
Oh wait,
that was The Last Samurai, right?
Richard Chamberlain. Yeah, Richard Chamberlain from 1980. I remember watching that when with my dad. I don't remember anything about it. Yes, I did. I did watch the original Shogun. But this, like I said, the first episode was really good. I guess the story is about like this this Japanese lord had died and he had bequeathed control of his lands to like this council of five, and but so like no one would like, you know, rule over the other or over the others or whatever, like, you know what I mean, like they all had to govern together, I think is how I was gathering it. But then there was some political machinations where one guy did this thing and now like the other four are condemning him for that, but now they're, you taking this as an opportunity to maybe break up the council and you know, take over this guy's lands and all this stuff. And but then there's also the plot of this European merchant ship that washed up on Japanese shores and like now like they were captured, and the one guy, I guess he's going to become embroiled in the political machinations that's going on with this thing and whatnot. So, but so far, like I said, so far it's been pretty good. So I definitely recommend it.
Did you ever finish the
That was probably going to be the worst synopsis I think I've ever given, but you know, sorry, you Jen.
Finish the Ghosts of Tsushima. How's he pronounce that?
Tsushima.
There you go. Whatever. There's a T in the fucking beginning, like tsunami. Anyway, yeah. Did you finish that?
Pronounce tsunami, but instead of tsunami, go Tsushima.
Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima. Did you finish that?
It's like the sushi.
Yeah.
No.
Tsushima.
I did not, and now I'm going to wait until it comes out on PC in May.
Yeah, I saw some preview stuff. It was going to, yeah, it looks cool. Like it's the fucking
PC version. Yeah, it's going to look gorgeous on my ultra-wide monitor. And that is probably like one of the most beautiful-looking games I've ever seen in my life. Like the use of color and everything in this game is just absolutely amazing.
And the weird part is they even have a black and white version.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend that though. I wouldn't recommend it. It's called,
like a Kurosawa.
Yeah. Kurosawa mode where it's all black and white with like heavy film grain, but I wouldn't recommend playing in that because one of the most
striking things about this game is just how beautiful it looks and all the color and everything, the color palette that they used. It's just absolutely wonderful. And you lose all that in that mode.
Cool. Do you guys watch the Masters of the Universe Revolution?
What, the second season?
Yeah, it's a different name, though.
Oh, it was Revolution, not Revelation. What was the first one? Revelation, right? Me and Vanessa watched it. I don't know if we made it to the end yet, though. We got definitely got a couple episodes in. That was one of those ones we were out here in the studio and we were kind of busy doing shit and she just kind of had it on. So I wasn't paying intent attention to it, but I was kind of watching it a little bit.
How about Reacher? I thought that was pretty
good. I have watched Reacher. We watched both seasons of Reacher. It was pretty good. I just like watching him beat the shit out of people.
Someone said Levy a little while ago. I saw somewhere they said that Lee Pace should play fucking Bruce Wayne Batman. And I was like, I can see that.
I can't.
You can't see that? I can see that.
No, I can't. No,
I can see it.
Now, I mean, I know Alan Ritchson said he would love to play Bruce Wayne, and I'm all for it, actually.
He's too big. He's like a Dark Knight fucking. He's huge. The fuck are
you? Yeah, absolutely. He-Man?
Play fucking He-Man.
Have you ever seen the Arkham games? It works.
Yeah, it's a video game though.
Doesn't matter. It fucking works.
Man's fucking
Batman.
Like
Batman
tank.
Should be big. Batman not should be big. Fucking big. Yeah, not absolutely that, big. That fucking big. No, absolutely no, that shouldn't. Fucking big.
No way.
You don't know. You don't know shit.
I do know shit. And a martial you don't artist know shit, is man. Not fucking huge like that. He's not Bane size. He's bigger than Bane. He's huge.
Doesn't.
You just need to find someone. Wipe his
you just need to find. You just need to find someone bigger to be Bane.
That guy is huge, dude. Huge.
I see Bruce Wayne more as athletic, more like, more built like a, say like a tight end than a wide receiver, like a linebacker. You know what I mean? Like definitely
more like
not.
Like a running back or not running like back, like a oh shit, a fucking cornerback or like a wow, cornerback. Fucking
yeah, like that kind of build. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, like a 210-pound dude that's just muscle. Athletic as fuck. Yeah, I don't really see him as like a big bruiser.
No, it works.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, Jed.
Your opinion is wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
Yes,
fuck
it is.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Have you seen this
your
man?
Your opinion's wrong. Huh?
Michael, have you seen this man, Alan Richardson? Have you seen him?
Yeah. I know what he's talking about. Yeah, that's a big boy.
Have you seen like the latest like pictures of him?
No.
Like how big this motherfucker is? He's huge. Here, I'm gonna.
Is this the guy that I got my computer in front of me? Is this the guy that plays? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
He don't barely have a neck anymore.
He's even bigger than that. Oh, here's another. This is even a better. Oh no, is that the latest one? Yeah, that's more of like a latest one. He's even bigger in the fucking like TV show.
Thor, maybe.
Yeah, no, or He-Man, not Batman.
Look. Yeah.
Please. You can't do the things that Batman does without this kind of physique.
Like what?
I feel like you wouldn't want to
like
be
the feats
that
of strength that Batman pulls off. You can't do that without this kind of physique.
That's not true. You can be a martial artist and not be fucking.
I'm not talking about martial arts. I'm talking about the feats of strength that Batman has pulled.
That fucking break a tree with your bare hands, you know?
Mm. Yeah, because Batman's never done that before, right?
Hard time gliding. Right?
Yeah, right. Whoosh.
I think he would make an awesome Batman.
He has to lose some fucking muscle mass.
He
got to
lose shit. He needs to get more. He needs to get bigger.
More. Swole man. He'd easily figure out who the fuck Batman is. Oh, Bruce. Uh-huh. Been working out. As he crushes fucking walnuts with his fucking bare hands.
With his tits.
Bruce Wayne.
I did start watching a new anime, and I'm not sure the name, but Ninja Kamu. I sound like you gotta love like, turning in and listening to us fucking pronounce Asian shit. You know what I mean?
It starts with a T.
It starts with a T. It's K A M. You no, oh my god, now I gotta look it back up again. Hang on a second. K A M U I, it's on Netflix. Have you didn't even
hear
about it yet?
Kamui, that's not right, is it?
Kamui,
Kamui.
Konnichiwa.
What's the name of the Hawaiian island is M-A-U-I. It's Maui, right?
Yeah, but
Maui.
I'm not sure that they Kamui? Were pronounced their words the same way as in Japan.
I've never heard of this show, Mike. I don't believe it exists.
No, it's hang on a second.
Kamui. Kamui. Oh, it's so K-A-M-U-I.
It's a newer studio. Because like I was trying to place the animation, like the animation, like the action kind of had that good modern, crazy, all over the place, like camera work and everything like that. But the actual artwork itself was a little more simplistic and kind of was trying to play the role of like the
Kamui.
Oh, you're right, dude. Kamui. It's 80s Kamui.
And 90s. Kamui, is that it?
Yeah. Kamui. Is it, can you tell it's 3D or is it?
Well, there are certain parts like that look more 3D than others, but the basic art style is very nicely 2D done, 3D done to look like 2D.
It just come out.
It's only up to like I've seen 4 episodes maybe. Did I see it on net? Maybe I didn't see it on Netflix. Where the fuck did I see it?
Adult Swim.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there. Look at the size of Batman's biceps.
Oh boy, here we go.
He's still on this.
Look at those things. But yeah, I'm still on this. Look at that.
Batman has a neck, though. You see the neck? And that's mostly suit.
So does Richson.
That's mostly suit, dude. That's all rubber.
Mostly suit. Get the fuck out of here. It's mostly
protect
suit.
From bullets.
If I had a Batman suit, that's what my Batman suit would look like, too. And for real, because I would throw the scent off because they would see me and my 9-inch pythons and shit like that, and they would never suspect a thing. And all them guns would be built into the suit.
Yeah, you just get winded from moving in the suit.
Yeah, well, you know.
It'd be like an Iron Man suit. It'd be like, you know, assisted.
Telling you, he'd be awesome as Batman. You don't know shit.
I know one thing.
Discussion over.
And that he wouldn't be a good Batman. I've been watching a couple of new fucking animes. I've been watching Frieren, Beyond Journey's End. That's just like a really cool looking anime. It's a cool concept too. It's like if you have like your D&D adventure and all your heroes and stuff like that, it's like after the adventure's over, right? And like the elf that lives forever, all everybody else is like fucking dies off and shit, and then it's like this like her journey like afterward, and she like kind of reflects back because it does this really cool thing. Like we talked about this the one time, like if you were like immortal, like how would you remember your lives like before that, you know? Yeah. Like how much would you remember? And it's like kind of they work on that whole thing. Like it's literally like hundreds of years later or whatever. Like they, how do you remember, you know, someone who you spent 10 years with, but to you, that was only like one day, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of cool. The animation is really awesome. The other one, Delicious in Dungeon. Have you seen that one? That one's on Netflix.
I've heard of it.
Is that like Food Wars, except Dungeons and Dragons Food Wars? I kind of think I saw that somewhere. I didn't watch any of it, but
it's like a D&D thing where they're going down through a dungeon and they're basically adventurers in this, like they like run out of money and they run out of food. So they're like, what the fuck are we going to do? And here the one character's sister was eaten by a red dragon. And this dungeon has like a special thing where it'll resurrect people if you get them like back in time or whatever. So he tries to get some people together to go save his sister. And he like, they don't have any money. So like the one guy that they meet up with, he's like, oh, he's like, just fucking eat the monsters. And like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, no, it's good. And then basically they do like this like 2-minute like cooking show type of thing where it's like you take this and you chop it up with this and mix it together and put and see, and fry it in that and let you like they're like fucking you know like lizard man fucking steak. And it's like the fucking elf magic user chick, she's like, I'm not eating any of this shit, and they're like, oh, it tastes good, try it. So but it's pretty good. It's funny because they, you know, there's like a lot of D&D type of tropes that are in there that are funny, but that's good. The other one I was watching is Brave Bang Braverin. That's the other one I've been watching. That's like that mecha Brave series.
Mm-hmm.
It's done by the guy that did the Fatal Fury animes. It's weird, but it's good. but it's like it has this weird like moments to it and stuff like that.
What do you mean?
It's like there's like sometimes they do these things that are like really weird sexual, like over the top, like innuendos, and yeah. It's odd. It's just like odd, right? And then like there's other times when they'll do like things where you think it would be like a standard, like, you know, mecha anime type of thing, but it's not. And it turns into like this other weird thing. It's just, it's like, it sometimes it's like, it makes sense. And then other times you're like, what the fuck am I watching type of thing. So like the two guys are like, there's a combination of forces too. Like Americans, Japanese, and somebody else. I forget who it is. Germans, I think. They're like this, doing these battle tests, like in this area of the, I think in Hawaii or something like that. And like these aliens invade and they fucking wipe out everybody and all this stuff. And they're like on the ship. And the idea was that it was supposed to be like just another mech show. And then at the end, fucking Braven comes down and saves everybody and actually like plays like his own theme music and shit. And it's like part of the Brave series. And like it fucking like shocks every, it like apparently shocked everybody in Japan. They're like, wow, even though it's going to be, I thought it was just going to be some boring, stupid mech fucking military show.
The Brave series, like the ones that kind of reuse Transformer molds and shit. That Braves series?
Yeah. It was like that, that whole series, right? There's like 9 of them, I think, or 8 of them. Yeah. It's like the
Kaiser Galaxy Police or whatever the fuck.
There's King of the Braves. There's Brave. Yeah, Brave Ex-Kaiser. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah. But apparently this is like the latest one. And that apparently like everyone was like, holy shit, a new Brave series. And they're all like, wow, this is surprising. But then like I said, it's cool. And they showed like this, the girl, and she has like, she's like the mechanic and she's hot and she has big tits. And then the credits roll and the two dudes that are like the main characters are like singing the song together. And then they take their shirts off. And they're like kind of walking around holding hands. And I'm like,
you always count on Japan to throw you a curveball, man.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. Yeah. So, but it's cool. It's good. And then there was this one episode where like kind of like they made a lot of sense with things. And then it went like really weird again. And then they brought in another chick with big tits. And I was like, wow, well, it's just like, I'm like, I don't get it. It's like, they're like throwing me curveballs everywhere. What's going on? But yeah, it's weird, but it's good. I think that's all the animes I've been watching lately. I tried to watch that Spy X Family one. I like watched like one or two episodes of it and I kind of didn't get back to it.
Yeah.
Oh, and Black Lagoon Levy, I have that too.
Yeah, that's a great one.
I've got to watch that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll like that one. Speaking of anime, Akira Toriyama passed away, as I'm sure you've heard.
Dragon Ball.
Yep. Yes, the creator of Dragon Ball. So, despite what you despite your opinions of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, you can't deny the impact that it had on increasing anime popularity around the world.
I never got into Dragon Ball. I just never watched it. I saw clips of it, but I never sat down and watched it.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoyed Dragon Ball Z a lot.
It's like that other fucking show, the fucking one with the kid on the fucking pirate ship, the really long arms and legs.
One Piece.
Yeah, that's like another one I never got into.
Never saw that one. One Punch Man, never saw that one.
Oh, One Punch Man's great, dude. You should watch a new season coming out. Yeah, that's really good. You'll like that. It has good humor to it too.
We watched the live action Avatar Last Airbender series.
I heard that it wasn't good. Is that true?
No, it was good. It's not as good as the original animated show by far. Mm-hmm. And there's things about it that I didn't like, but there was a lot of it about it that I did like. So, they made some changes that I wish they hadn't made. I didn't like the way they portrayed Bumi in this, King Bumi. I didn't like the way they portrayed him. They made him out to be more of a bitter old man than a jokey prankster. They changed some other things, that just didn't really land for me. Like the Cave of Two Lovers. Do you remember when they were in the animated show when Aang and Katara were separated from the others inside the caves, and then when their torches went out, the crystals started glowing and it lit the way out of the tunnels and shit.
I
remember that story.
I drank a lot when I watched that cartoon. Oh, and I don't remember. I remember a few things of it, but I don't remember any of the fucking story.
They really changed that whole thing about the Cave of Two Lovers and everything, and it didn't really work for me.
I'll have to go back and watch that whole thing again.
But they did add new things to it that I thought were really good. Really good. They showed the Air Nomad genocide. They added some things to Zuko and Iroh's backstory, or not added new things, but like, well, actually, yeah, I guess they did add new things. They portrayed things that we'd only heard about in the animated show. So that was good to see that expanded and everything. So in fact, Zuko and Iroh are probably the best things about the show. So they're easily the best developed characters. Certainly the best acted roles out of all the main characters. Because most of the main characters are children, and you know their acting skills aren't great. But hopefully they do some course correction, because the show has been renewed for seasons 2 and 3. So I know a lot of Avatar fans are less than happy with the show, but I mean, it's, you know, it was never going to be as good as the animated show. The animated show set the standard, and the live action show has to live up to it. And so far, they're living up to it in some ways, but not in others. So that's my 2 cents about it.
Sorry, I had a notification there was somebody on my back porch.
Oh.
But there was not. It was just a fucking cat.
Oh.
I had to get my salt gun out and clean house.
The old trusty salt gun.
Yeah.
Did anybody get new figures or toys or anything?
I got a ton of shit. But one thing that I did do is I got really lucky, and I've got I didn't get it yet, but I ordered and it shipped a Soul of Chogokin Dairuger. It was like unopened, brand new, and they were selling it for like retail price like 5 years ago. Retail price, I got like $220. That's the vehicle Voltron.
Okay.
For all you know nothings out there.
So all you fucking non anime playing. Do you ever watch that? Do you ever watch the real Dairuger anime? Never seen it. Dude, he fucking cleans house compared to fucking Golion Voltron. Holy shit! Like,
I would imagine normally there's more possibilities like with the different parts, yeah, you know.
He's like, you know, like he has the fucking spinning fucking blades, right?
Right.
So like usually the lions are like, all right, form Voltron, right? And they're like, all right, they're like, form blazing sword. He's like, pew! And they're like, then he comes in, he's like, and there's like one swipe and, you know, fucking Voltron wins. This dude, he fucking comes in, they're like, form fucking, and he like has the fucking spinning blades on his shoulder. He grabs him, he comes, he's like, like dices the fucking dude up. Yeah. Then he forms the sword and finishes him off with like 3 fucking swipes. I was like, damn. And it's fast. It's not slow. It's quick.
It's like, sounds to me like he still farts around compared to the Lion Voltron.
No, he takes...
Just comes out and gets it done.
Yeah, but he takes the spinning blades and he slices the dude up like in 5 fucking slices. And it's just sitting there.
Style points.
Yeah, and he's just fucking sitting there fucking slowly sliding apart. And that's when he forms the sword and fucking chops him vertically a couple times too. I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, holy shit. It's fucking, this Voltron doesn't fucking mess around, or Dairuger 15. The only thing that's hard about that is fucking following all the characters, because there's fucking 15 of them,
right?
Instead of 5. I'm like, okay, there's the chick there. That's okay. He's the leader of that team and that team, right? I'm like, okay, but yeah, it's fun.
I will get those when they finally make Toy World Devi sized Voltrons.
Well, they reissued the original Go Lion, right? Yeah. And I got that for like $260 or something like that. And that's going to be coming out in September, I think, this year. So I saw this on the used AmiAmi site, and I was like, wow, what a great deal. It was like, you know, the original, like unopened, like from 2019. I'm like, I got to snag that.
Yeah.
So that'll complete my Voltron quest. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I can focus on other things like more Iron Man.
More Iron Man. Yeah, yeah.
I got those MDLX fucking Transformers. Levy has them too. Yeah,
those look awesome.
They just put up for pre-order the animation colored ones this week.
Yeah, they had them as exclusives for the TFCon LA. And then they had them up on BBTS. And then they said they were limited to only so many. So I don't know if that's a like a 3-0 limit thing, or if they have so many pieces or whatever. I don't know.
I was tempted to get the Optimus Prime and Megatron, but I decided against it because I had the regular ones, you know. But I did get the Bumblebee because I like that color scheme better than the other Bumblebee they released.
I look at it this way. The reason why I bought those things is because it was like an updated modern take on G1. Mm-hmm. And what's the fucking point of buying a G1 version when I have MPG1? This is like the style is what I wanted. So why should I purchase it twice when I have something already? You know.
Well, I mean, I think they look good. I think they. I mean, if I had the choice to between the two different styles, I probably would have gone with the animated color.
Nah, I wouldn't.
But you know. But I mean, maybe I wouldn't have, because they're not going to, I don't think they're going to do one for like every other character in the line. So I probably would want them all to match up anyway. But
the one I did want to get, though, was the comic book Megatron. That one looked really cool.
Nah, I wasn't a fan of that one.
Yeah, you with the like black that? Helmet and shit. The Dark helmet. Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate the black helmet. Yes, I hate it. I despise it. I despise that look.
I like all the comic book looks. I like that weird ass purple Soundwave and. I was into all that shit.
I think the animated colored Bumblebee I think will still work with the others. So I like having more black to break up all the yellow.
I like that dirt war torn look, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and that's fine. But the Bumblebee, like, he's all yellow. There's like almost no black to it whatsoever.
It's that what's that called, Mike? Backwash? Nope. When you
the dry brush.
Yeah. What's that? When you dip it first, like, and you get all the like nooks and crannies black, and then you paint it.
Oh.
Black wash.
Yeah.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah, it's a wash.
That's what I like. That's, you know, and when you take that away and you just put solid anime colors on it, I don't like the way the aesthetics on that anymore. Then
it's almost, you got to make your like decision right away when you start collecting that shit, because really you got to pick one way or the other,
right?
Because it would look weird if you had just like some of them were all clean and the other ones were not.
You know,
yeah, but it would be nice to know like definitively if they're going to be producing a, you know, a different style down the road.
Yeah,
they're not. They won't.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying that you know. So I mean, you'll never have the opportunity to pick one over the other. You'll unless you go and buy the second style and then sell your old one.
They were just supposed to be TFCon LA exclusives. Yeah, but that's the whole. Like I said before, that's the whole point of this style, is to be an updated, you know, G1 look, though. So to be a little bit more real, modern type of looking than, you know, cartoon colors. Speaking of, I haven't really been following closely, but Mike, tell me like all the Devastator stuff that's out there now. Is there like four different?
So we had Gravity Builder already. We had Toy World Devastator already.
Sure, that was like the right. That's the that was supposed to be the one that you're supposed to have, right?
So right. So then the X Transbots is doing one, and Fans Toys, of course. Because you know how every time Transbots announces something, Fans Toys comes in and ruins their day. So they announced one, and they got, I think they showed a couple renders in Scavenger, maybe, so far.
Mm-hmm.
And X Transbots has showed off, Well, Long Haul's out, and Long Haul's, I got Long Haul, the ex-trans boss Long Haul, and he's really good, man. He's a really good figure. And they also showed their scrapper. And then you got MMC or Ocular Max just showed off their, you know, the all-in-one Devastator. So they got one on the way. And then there's also some weird, I don't know if you guys caught wind of this one, but there's a Grimlock Devastator out there where it's basically your setup, your Scramble City setup, where it's like the big torso bot and then the four limbs, except that like Grimlock is the torso bot. And then he's got four other like four Constructicon limbs. They're not even in the right places. Like, you know, they got Mixmaster and Scrapper. What? Like, I don't, yeah, it's the weirdest
thing. Weird.
I'm gonna see if I can find it. I don't know who all is gonna be trying to get it, but it's out there, man.
What about wasn't there one before X-Transbots that was like showing like their foot or legs before? Like they came
Ocular
out
Max is an Ocular was, Max doing yeah. it all.
That was, yeah, I mentioned Ocular Max. Yeah.
Wait, what was the one? I thought there was a not well known company that was doing a Devastator before.
Yeah, that was, oh man, everybody's screaming at their right now trying to remind me. Vectron Labs. Yeah.
Okay. Who is that? Labs. Just unknown, nobody.
Nobody knows. Yep.
No affiliation. Okay.
Yeah, nobody knows. Yeah, I got to find that weird ass Grimlock Devastator, man. You'd be tripped out by that shit. But yeah, those are your choices. And that Vectron's, all they've been doing is like teasing shit for how long. So who knows if we'll ever even see that one.
It's like really, FanToys never finished the other combiners though, right?
They didn't.
Yeah, going into that Devastator would be, it's like spinning the wheel of fate on that, right?
They can't hold out forever. They're putting out a lot of shit, so they're kind of keeping people at bay for now. But, like, you know, people are still chirping. It's like, where the fuck is this shit, man?
Right.
All right, I found the pictures of this weird, like, Grimlock Devastator, and I'm putting it in the on-air chat right now.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, here's a better picture. I got to see if they show the alt modes or anything. So, yeah, so they got, like, it looks like Scavenger as a leg. It looks like Scavenger and Bone Crusher are the legs, and then you got Scrapper and Mixmaster as your arms, and Grimlock for some reason as the body. Where's the picture? Look it. There it is. It's so strange. They don't actually show Grimlock by himself in real life, but they have like a picture of him in alt mode.
It's like his head is the crotch or something?
I think his head's, I want to say it's in the middle of the chest there, but it's covered by all the like the faceplate shit. No, that looks like the tail. I don't know. Is that weird though?
A crotch that opens and closes.
Me, Grimlock.
Who are you marketing that to? I mean, I know it's new and it's cool, and Transformer fans typically have money to spend on dumb shit that they don't need and that doesn't necessarily mean anything to them. Like, oh, it just looks cool. But like, that's an ambitious, well, let's just see what happens if we just make a Grimlock Devastator and put it out there.
What is who is doing this, by the way? I see like cyber something on the glass there next to it. But
let's see.
I don't know if that's related to what this is.
Mecha Invasion, Cyber Universe of Volcanicus Devastator. That was what the text said. Yeah, so Mecha Invasion is the name of the company.
There's like nothing to go by, right? I mean, I could see if like they took what, like Prowl, and they threw him in there, like, you know, but not
right. Yeah,
there's nothing, no media to.
Oh, here's some on. Of the. I got a picture of some of the robot modes. Hang on, robot modes and all modes. Hang on, here we go. Here's some of the Constructicon.
Cyber Dino.
Very weird.
I don't know. It just looks bizarre to me.
I mean, take out of the context that you know who Devastator and Grimlock is. Like, if that you were just looking at that. Well, I guess it looks cool enough, but I guess I would still be weirded out by, like, why is there this team of like construction vehicle robots and their alpha is a fucking Tyrannosaurus Rex. Funny.
I mean, at least the Kang Toys fucking Predacons, they were like all animals, right?
Dude, like, yeah. Yeah.
Why couldn't they just like made instead of a dinosaur, made him into like another fucking construction vehicle, right?
Right. Yeah. Those Kang Toys Dinobots, by the way, are fucking dope.
They look really good. I don't want to buy them. I saw Slag. The floating what they call those, the shell fucking plates or whatever.
Yeah.
Picture. I was like, wow, that's really fucking cool.
Did you see the swoop?
The swoop? No, I don't think I saw the swoop.
Oh yeah, the swoop is just fucking dope looking, man. I'll try to track it down while we're bullshitting.
It's weird, like that style aesthetic works better with dinosaurs because of the plating and stuff and the spikiness versus, like, you know,
right,
you know, the Predacons.
Yeah, I agree. Here we go.
How about you? Do you like the Kang Toys Dinobots?
Me? Yeah, yeah. They're cool looking.
Oh yeah, that looks cool. What the hell is that? Like a fucking Klingon fucking, what do they call those things, Levy? The Batluff or whatever?
Batluff?
Yeah. It kind of looks like, oh, it's like two guns together. It turns into like a Batluff type of thing.
They show him in arm mode.
Oh yeah.
Too, and it looks pretty dope. And the hands, like the Predacon ones turned into what, a crab or some shit? This one,
yeah,
hands turned into a spider.
Wow.
Or some sort of tarantula or something.
I like that pose where the fucking he's in robot mode and the wings are fucking down, like side shields. That's fucking cool.
In robot mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to send you this and I totally fucking forgot. Let me see if I can find it here. Yeah. I don't know if you saw this or not. You can get this for Vanessa for a present.
What is it? I mean, I see it's a bat, but like, what is
it? It's one of those beast boxes that transforms into one of those. Josh was all into those. I don't know if anybody else bought them.
I have a couple.
Do you have a couple, Levy?
Yeah.
Copy. Turns into a box.
Yeah. So it's very cool. But I was thinking about that whole beast box thing. I was talking to her about that, as a matter of fact, the other night. And we were like, because I was looking at that one I got from BotCon. It was like a warthog or some shit. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's a really cool concept and they pull it off really well and all the things they make look really cool, but like the box mode, because it's almost like you sell it, like you get all these boxes and then you could kind of like make this wall of all these like little transforming boxes and shit, but then like that's not the interesting mode. Like the box ain't the interesting mode.
Right.
So it's like I don't necessarily understand the whole gimmick of turning into a box.
Levy, what's the interest?
I don't know. I just like the alt mode.
So it's just that it can be,
or not the alt, not the alt mode, but the beast mode. So I don't know. Like you know that Legend Scale Devastator that I got, Chad, the Cybertronian mode one. They all have a box mode too.
Right.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
I don't know what the fascination with it is, but you know.
I have a fascination with boxes.
Uh huh.
Hang on a second.
But like I got one that was I got a couple of them like back when they first started. The engineering on them has gotten much more sophisticated. So I picked up one of the newer ones that transforms into like a dog, and it looks pretty cool.
They're cheap too, like only like $25-$30, I guess.
Yeah. I picked up the battle chargers, man. I got a lot of shit, man. I picked up the battle chargers from X Transbots, the Runabout and Runamuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got those too.
Did you? What are your opinions?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't open them yet, though.
Oh, okay. They're actually pretty well done, honestly. Like, I kind of like them. They made some weird choices. Like, and I think that actually the transformation, I thought from, at least from car mode to robot mode, I haven't transformed them back yet. But I thought the transformation was really cool and they're well done. Hardware is decent. Like the feet are a little weird looking, but I felt like they just kind of sometimes put the shit down in the feet that they don't know what the hell to do with, but they're not anywhere near as offensive as the Bumblebee masterpiece Bumblebee feet. But I will tell you this, Levy, when you do open it, I don't know if you've been seeing this going around, but like I can't remember exactly which joint it was, but there's a joint in the foot or in the ankle that was like too tight and people were just shearing them shits right off.
I heard there was an issue with the thigh swivel on the black one.
Yeah, he had a thought swivel. It's like you got to like take that apart and loosen up a screw or whatever, or lube it up a little bit, I guess.
I just love having to do at-home repairs on figures you take out of the box.
Yeah.
Maybe those two will just stay right in the box.
No, they're cool. They're definitely cool figures for sure. The only thing I don't like that X-Transbots does, I hate when they have to sacrifice something in robot mode in order to pull off unnecessary alt mode it. I'm honestly in the camp of if you got to shove a bunch of robot parts inside, like what would be like the cockpit, like where the seats and the steering wheel and all that shit is, and then put tinted windows on so we can't see any of it. I don't give a shit about seats and steering wheels and hoods that open and doors that open. And it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the effort and all that shit, but if it ends up costing you something on the robot, I don't like it. And X-Transbots made the weirdest choice of like, and it's for car mode and robot mode. There's a spot where when you transform it, the steering wheel has to rest into the windshield, and they had to cut a little red or a little box out of the red. You know how I think it's Runabout has the red windshield.
Mm-hmm.
There's a straight up black box right in the middle of that fucking thing where the steering wheel fits into. And it's like, and it doesn't go away in robot mode. Like it's right there. People were like making red stickers to put over that shit. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I hate when they make choices like that. Like, dude, just make that robot mode awesome. And then if you can do all that other shit, great. But if you can't, then who cares? I got a couple of the Power Masters, Fans Hobby Power Masters at Dark Wind or at Darkwing and Dreadwind, and the Buster and the Hydra. Trying to think if I got anything else. I might have got a couple Marvel Legends in there. I can't fucking remember, man. It's been kind of slow. Oh, I got the Long Haul. I got the couple Joes, the fucking Joes that I get Junkyard and Mutt, or Mutt and Junkyard, I should say. And yeah, man, so memorable. I'm trying to go. I should have had all this written down, but whatever. The Transformers was the important part of all that.
Yeah. I got those two guys. I haven't opened them yet. I got Amazing Yamaguchi Thor. He's pretty freaking awesome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Real. He's nice and thick.
He looks like Batman should look.
Well, no, maybe not quite this thick. But he's pretty cool looking. Let's see here.
I'm assuming since you got that and didn't get a second one, I never told you to get me one of those, right?
No, I asked you if you wanted one, okay. And you said no.
Yeah, I'm like horned.
Because you said you kind of wanted more of like a classic Thor. Because this is too modern.
I wanted the classic Thor, but I kind of like, I know we just went through this with Batman, but the Mafex one's a little on the scrawny side, to be quite honest. Even though he's kind of old school comic book looking, I still wanted him to be like one of them larger characters.
The Mafex Thor?
Thor is just a regular size, like he's like Cyclops's size, you know, just a regular size.
Yeah, he's really skinny.
Yeah. I mean, which gives hope to some of us out here that someday we might be able to lift the hammer, but that's not how I want him to look on my shelf.
Yeah, I think they were just going for a real classic Jack Kirby look with that one. And I think it was to the figure's detriment.
Did you get the Moon Knight?
I did. I haven't opened that one yet, though.
I fucking love this Moon Knight, dude. I remember I was on the fence about it, and then I don't know. I just saw a couple of pictures, like action pictures of him with the cape out, and there was that one where the cape was shaped like a crescent moon, and I'm like, oh man, he looks so cool. Man, because I wanted a little bit more of a classic one with that too. But the armor, you know what? It's kind of growing on me. Like, I don't mind it. You know, it actually looks pretty good. But man, what a fucking cool figure, man. I need to get a hold of a Khonshu now. They did him as a build-a-figure, didn't they?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't expect them to do a single release on that one, though.
No?
Because, no. Well, it's an MCU figure. I don't really see them do too much with MCU figures when it comes to making like the deluxe
releases where they just like release the build a figure by itself, or re-release it by itself.
Track one of those down piece by piece.
Yeah,
that's all right. I haven't been into Ollie's lately, so I'm not sure what batch of like clearance figures they got going on right now.
It's always the same stuff. They have the Eternals.
Yeah, oh my God, still. Oh my God.
Dude, yeah. I picked up it was like years after fucking the Netflix series was over, but there was a fucking Luke Cage and Jessica Jones 2-pack.
Oh, I would have got a Luke Cage. Yeah, I would have got those.
It was like $8.
No or shit. Something. Yeah.
It was still there like a few months ago. I was like, well, that's easy.
Yeah.
just even for spare parts. But yeah, that's they keep those up there. They're hanging, at least in my Ollie's, they're hanging on, hoping somebody will buy them. Or the I see a fucking Doctor Strange ones every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. Those Eternals, they're gonna have to eventually put them down to fucking like $3 or $4 each, because I don't see anybody buying them. Like, you could be like handing those out with purchases, and I'm not even really sure that people would want. There was so many of them at my Ollie's, man. Just rows upon rows, packed on top of each other.
Yep, they'll have to fucking. They'll wind up next to the fucking Atari ET cartridges in the fucking landfill somewhere.
Yeah, nobody wants those things. Maybe if the movie was better.
What, ET? Yeah, I know, it sucked.
No, the Eternals.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, no, it was okay. There was a lot worse stuff that came out. Did you guys watch The Marvels?
No, I'm not even going to bother.
I watched The Marvels. That wasn't too bad.
Did you guys hear about the Madam Web? Come on, Madam Web. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't see Madam Web, but...
It makes the Eternals look like fucking... The Godfather, or Goodfellas.
Well, that's a Sony Spider-Man movie without Spider-Man.
Someone said, how do they say it? They kept forgetting that Sony kept forgetting that they actually own Spider-Man. They could say his name.
Yeah,
they kept batting around. I gotta download and watch it just because it's on digital now. Actually, I think.
Yeah, it came out today. I think.
Do you want what fucking on digital that's not coming out forever is fucking Godzilla Minus One. God damn it, I want that so bad.
Yeah. It's supposed. I saw that like the physical media for it's coming out in May. So I presume that the digital release is going to be coming in May too.
Right.
Or maybe before that.
I still haven't seen that, but Godzilla One, I do want to see it, but it's one of those rare movies that I don't think I've seen a single goddamn person trash that shit, and everybody trashes everything. But Godzilla 1 seemed to just get praise from everybody that saw it.
Yeah, well, and it won an Oscar.
Right.
First Godzilla movie to ever win an Oscar.
Yep.
Did you, Mike, watch that A Boy and His Heron? Heron, whatever?
I have not, no.
That won the Oscar for Best Animation. It's that Studio Ghibli fucking
okay.
film.
I haven't really watched a whole lot of Ghibli shit. That was something that the X was into a little bit.
Oh, I see. So it's like a what do they call that? A
trigger?
Is that what they call like that? A trigger?
Like it makes me like no, it's not. I don't watch it because of that. I just
emotional scar.
No, it's just that I just don't. I don't pay as much attention to like when that shit is coming out. You know what I mean? More on top of it when I was somebody that was really into that shit.
For the longest time, I never watched the Mummy, the Scorpion King, because fucking my ex-girlfriend was like all into that fucking movie and I didn't watch it. I never watched it. She's like fucking big rock fan or whatever. And then she fucking cheated on me. And I was like, fucking, I'm like, I'm not, I wanted to watch it. And I was like, fucking, I didn't watch it. It was like one of those emotional scars. Like we're just fucking.
You're not missing anything when it comes to the Scorpion King.
I eventually watched them. Yeah, they blow.
The Mummy 2, though, is actually, you really should watch it just for the unintentional comedy.
Unintentional comedy.
Yeah, really. You should, because, well, first off, I mean, everybody knows about how god-awful the Scorpion King looks with that CGI. Terrible CGI rock face. Mm-hmm. But really, no one ever really talks about the best comedic moment in that film when Brendan Fraser's character kills the Scorpion King and you see Imhotep come running in from across the side of the screen going, no! It's just one of the funniest things I think I'd ever seen. It's hilarious.
Imhotep.
Let me see if I can find a clip of it. You guys can watch it. It's so funny.
Watch the Crow trailer, Mike.
I did. Yeah.
It does. I don't think it looks that bad.
I don't think it looks that bad. No, I don't think it looks that bad. And honestly, I don't think it's going to be a bad movie at all because of the talent. Like,
correct me if I'm wrong, but was that Fun Boy in the beginning of the fucking movie in the trailer there holding the girlfriend's fucking head again? But he's just like super old now.
Like, are they? Oh, you mean the actual actor from the original?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't notice.
I didn't notice. Yeah.
I mean, look it up. I'll have to look it up. That's like when I watched the Deadpool trailer, I never realized that was fucking Pyro from the X-Men movies was in that fucking trailer playing Pyro.
The latest Deadpool movie you're talking about?
Yeah. The trailer.
Yeah. Dude, that shit, that line, like when he goes out into the hallway with the TVA guys and he's like, oh, those are supposed to be scary. Pegging is nothing new in this house, but it is new for Disney.
My favorite part of that whole thing was when he's like, I'm the Marvel Jesus.
Yeah.
I am the Marvel Jesus.
They need him. They need him because they're on a losing streak, man.
Oh,
it was going to be hard to follow up the whole Iron Man through Endgame. Like that 10 years of material, man. As a comic book fan, that was just, especially of Marvel, that was just pure fucking just perfectness.
Well, it's not Michael Massey because he's dead. So he died in 2016. Really? Yeah. He died like fucking 8 years ago. So not him.
I just said the word perfectness and nobody said a damn thing.
Okay. I found the link here. If you click on this video and then skip to 140, you can just watch where he kills the Scorpion King. It's unintentional hilarity.
We skip to 140.
Yeah.
Forgot how bad that was, man. That shit's funny.
He comes running in from the side.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no one ever talks about like, that.
That's like the acting is the same as like when, did Tommy Davidson threw the spears into Ace Ventura's legs like one at a time, and he was doing he was doing that at either one of his legs. Like that was the same fucking level of acting right there, man.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Fallout TV series trailer?
Yes. That looks great.
How good does that look?
And I didn't ever play Fallout, and it looks good.
Yeah, I played Fallout, and so yeah, they nailed it. They nailed the aesthetic of this show, or of the world rather that the show inhabits. It's looks absolutely fantastic.
So Mike, doesn't that dude look familiar? That's holding a fucking bag over the chick's head from the Crow trailer. I thought that was Michael Massey at first, but I guess it's not, of course, because he's fucking dead. But doesn't that guy look familiar?
It's hard to tell.
No. Fuck you then.
That's a me.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Yeah, well, of course not, because he's dead. So it just kind of looked, the guy looked familiar. I'm like, oh, he looks like an actor from one of the, anyway, which would be kind of cool, but they're all dead anyway, because fucking Brandon Lee's fucking character killed them all. Yeah. Right? He didn't leave any of them fucking living.
No. No, they're all dead.
Yeah.
They're already dead.
Oh my God, I saw a review yesterday that someone said that it started out with that the X-Men movies from Fox are bad, and have you watched them lately, how bad they are, and they should be forgotten, and that the Fists of the North Star live action movie was great.
Who's saying this?
This was this review, and I was like, how is this possible?
How did you get from wrong. One to the other?
Like, I don't know. It must have been fucking drinking or something. But
you lose
yeah,
all credibility. That you lose all fucking credibility when you say something that fucking outlandish.
Yeah.
they kept going and going on and on and on about how great this movie was, and I was like, no.
The Fist of the Fist of the North Star live action film.
Yes, how awesome. Yeah, that was and how it should be. It should be watched and again and again, and how good it was. And I was like, wow, it's
God.
Yeah.
Is he talking? Oh, wow. Yeah. You said that he said live action, right?
Yep. They had screenshots of it. Everything.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How close and accurate it was to the anime, and how
they had to be trolling.
It was a big fucking write up. Somebody's fucking review. It was like on one of the.
Costas Mandalor was a acting tour de force in that film.
It was one of the bigger sites too that like fucking does reviews and shit too.
Yeah. Was it Kotaku?
Yeah, it was something like that, or
if it was Kotaku, then you know. Yeah, it's yeah, it's fucking fuck them. Stupid. Fucking stupid. But yeah, that Fallout trailer looks awesome.
Fucking, overall, the Fist of North Star, this is a comment from IMDb. Yeah. Overall, Fist of North Star is a reasonable film. There's nothing greatly wrong with it. It's generally well made.
It is.
Why? Where? It's like, I don't know.
These motherfuckers is crazy.
I mean, at least they got the rating right on IMDb. It's a 3.9 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a little high.
I think that's being generous.
That is being generous. Good grief.
Yeah. 95?
Kind of off the subject a little bit, but did you see that Robeson is doing a Megatron?
Really?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Is it... a gun, or is it? Oh God!
No, it's
a tank.
I can't imagine it's going to be anything other than a tank. Or, and I didn't even think about this possibility: non-transforming.
Like Bumblebee.
I would hope not. But Bumblebee was non-transforming, and it's like, are they going to? I did not. No, I'm not going. The only other one I ever wanted was the Megatron. I didn't get the Grimlock, even though he was fucking awesome. But there's a possibility that they may just do them non-transforming just because they can't do the gun. But I still, even though I'm,
and it doesn't make sense to do a gun alt mode because like, what are you going to do? It's like, you're going to set it on the floor. It's like transform. And it just transforms into a handgun laying on the ground.
Nah, you should be able to flip that motherfucker. Like they do, like when they're done shooting with him and they just flip him up in the air and he just transforms and fucking lands on his feet. And says some intimidating shit, you know?
No, but like when he transforms into a gun mode, he just like flops like, over on the ground on the side. Yeah.
Like you're an idiot, Starscream.
Yeah. You're either lying or you're stupid. Yeah, so if it's not transforming, I'm out. But if he at least transforms into a tank, I'm in. And then that'll be the end of that display.
When they come out with the drone that actually flies and transforms into Starscream, I'll get that one.
It's probably not far off into the future, honestly.
Mm-mm.
The way things are going.
Yeah, really. Is there another trailer for a show that came out recently? I'm trying to think.
I watched the Halo. Second season of Halo is pretty good. I actually like it.
Yeah.
Pretty decent this time around. They you know, dropped a lot of the bullshit that was in the first season, but it's pretty good. April's going to be a really good beginning of April is going to be a good month for a lot of shit coming out. There's a Star Trek's coming out, Discovery, the new season. There's that Parasite live action, Mike the Gray.
Yeah,
that's coming out.
Nope.
That's April 5th. And then Fallout's coming out on April 12th.
Kaiju I'm really excited for Fallout.
There's an anime called Kaiju Number 8. That one's going to be pretty good. That's coming out on April 13th.
Yeah. What's Kaiju Number 8? What is that?
Kaiju Number 8 is an anime. We'll watch the trailer. It's pretty good. Interview with the Vampire. Blood of Jesus will be coming out in May.
Blood of Jesus. I love him very much.
Wow, The Boys don't come out until June. It's a long time. But yeah, bunch of stuff.
I'm excited for the games coming out in the next couple months.
But that would mean you would have to stop playing Baldur's Gate.
I actually haven't played Baldur's Gate since I got sick.
Wow. Maybe that's why you got sick, because you stopped playing it.
No, actually, they kind of broke the game with patch 6. So I'm just waiting for a bunch of hotfixes to come out. Plus, I also need to go and update all the mods that I have installed, which I have been putting off because I just hate doing that shit. They broke a bunch of mods especially with the latest patch. Some of the hot fixes actually broke mods and stuff too.
They didn't actually break the game then. The mods just fucking broke.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, they broke the mods. Cool. The game update itself broke the mods.
They don't give a fuck about people's mods. That's what the fucking mods people are for. The fucking
they do care, because they are promising to include mod support, like official mod support by the end sometime this year. They said they wanted to implement full mod support.
Yeah, but you can't regression test patches against people's mods.
I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Okay. And I'm just telling you from a developer standpoint, you can't regression test from a third-party mod.
They said that they've been in contact with like the major mod authors and whatnot. So I don't know exactly what is entailed with mod support, with official mod support. I don't know what it entails. I don't know exactly, you know, what that's going to do. But that's just what they're saying. They want to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, they're going to be implementing, you know, official mod support for the game. And hopefully that will reduce the occurrence of mods being broken with future updates.
Well, that's cool.
So, but yeah. So like I said, I have a whole laundry list of mods that I gotta update and everything. And I didn't even really get too far into my modded playthrough either before they launched patch 6. So, but now Horizon Forbidden West is coming out next week. So I'm really excited for that. And then Ghost of Tsushima comes out in May. So, plus I also found an archive of old Need for Speed Abandonware games. So like all the old early to mid 2000s Need for Speed games that have been delisted and you can't buy them anywhere legally anymore. This I found an archive of them where you can just download them and play them directly on your PC. And they don't, you don't even have to install them. You can just run them from the executable.
Careful with that.
I know.
I had to, you know what I was playing a couple months ago? I was playing that Burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? The one that was supposed to be like the online, like MMO, like version.
Paradise City?
Yeah, was that a Paradise City? Yeah. I forgot about that game and about how good it was for its time. It should have.
It's a good game.
Did better than what it did, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a good game. I still like the old Need for Speed games better because you know you have car customization in those. So
I really like the Burnout games, the whole takedown thing and all that stuff, especially the one on the PSP. Right. That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, yeah, no, those are fun. But I mean, they are fun games. I just don't like the lack of car customization in those.
Yeah. Like,
one of my favorite Need for Speed games of all time, aside from Most Wanted, is Need for Speed Underground 2. And like the customization options you had in that game were just like phenomenal. There was so much you can customize. You can customize everything in that game, from performance to appearance. And like you could actually like you can put neons in your engine. You could customize your trunk with speakers, NOS kits or NOS tanks, you know, all sorts of shit. And it serves absolutely no purpose in the game other than to look cool. So
sounds like a precursor for loot crates.
What do you mean?
Well, like before, like you could do all that stuff, but then people thought, oh, you know what? We should probably charge for this shit.
Oh, well, it is EA, but yeah, no, yeah. You didn't have to pay extra for any of that shit.
No, it was like years before you even thought of that crap, but yeah. Need for Speed Underground was like, what was that, 2000?
2004. Well, Underground 1 was 2003, Underground 2 was 2004, and then Most Wanted was 2005. They were releasing a Need for Speed game once a year.
Wow.
So
I never got into those.
And they went with that schedule for a long time.
So
I was busy playing Madden around that time.
Did you see, speaking of Madden, Jed, did you see the Kirk Cousins meme going around? You know, Kirk Cousins just signed with the Falcons.
Yeah.
There was that picture of, was it Road Trip? Remember the little skinny dude?
And oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
the big fat chick, the big fat black
chick.
Kirk Cousins in Atlanta.
That's hilarious.
That was hilarious, man.
Oh, man.
I saw you guys. Did you guys get the stash? Didn't you? Minshew? Is it Minshew your quarterback now?
Is he? I haven't been keeping track of anything.
I'm going to look it up now, but I think he might be. I think you might have Minshew mania in Oakland. Or wherever the fuck you guys are now. Is it over?
They released
again?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gardner Minshew. Oh, yeah, he did. That was one day ago. Huh.
Yep. Minshew mania. I root for that guy. Because he's better all of
fix,
us. You know?
Better fix the fucking line before he fucking... He's on his back all the time.
Yeah. Well, fellas.
It's that time.
It is that time. I'm glad that we got together tonight. It's been a minute. I missed you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
Not too much, but just a little bit.
I dedicate this episode to Will Bell, since he's the one that said that we should.
Yeah, man.
Record.
Yep, I know he missed us. Anything in closing, anybody?
Watch Shogun.
No. Alan Richardson would not make a good Batman.
Yes, he would.
Good night. Good night.
Enough's enough.
Piss off, Jed. You're not getting the last word on this.